I'm Mark Rumsey. You're listening to special All Things Considered coverage of events and developments today surrounding this week's fatal police shooting of Keith Scott. Our reporter David Borax is here as well in the studio. He went to a press conference this afternoon with some black business owners along North Tryon Street. David, welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
This event was organized by Sean Corbett, is that correct? And who is he?
That's right. Some people may know him as the organizer of a group called Cops and Barbers, but this was about a lot more than just that organization. You know, this shooting and the aftermath has really hit the black community hard here, and it's not just the shooting. It's the protests afterwards that have cast a shadow on the black community, and you know, watching this on TV every night is kind of sending a signal to the country about what kind of a place we are. So we had the release of this video today shot by Keith Scott's wife, but that's really not what these folks came to talk about today. It was more of a long view about the black community, and it was trying to send a message that the black community isn't one group and what they can be doing themselves. You know, I've been talking to people all week who really want to help change the perceptions, and so Sean Corbett talked about his efforts today to bring the community together. It was introspective. You know, he talked about how the black community needs to help itself and build networks.
Last night I had a community meeting here, right here at the shop, that consisted of over 60 small businesses, community leaders, social workers, nonprofit organizers, just to figure out how to move forward and bring peace and calm to our city in trying times. So here are some of the things that we came up with. First of all, stop letting the media spin and falsely report what's going on in our community, which includes social media and mainstream media. Moving forward, let's get all the facts before we make our decision. Secondly, let's focus on supporting each other within our own communities. Because if you look deeper, we have the resources and outlets within our own community to make the change that we need. Thirdly, let's focus on policing ourselves and our community. Support the small businesses that are in your community, because we are the ones that give these events to give back to our communities. And lastly, the importance of your local elections, which is your local government. Not only do we need to rebuild relationships with our law enforcement, but we need to build relationships with our local government.
So David Sean Corbett there talked about building a network.
That's right. You know, he said people shouldn't get caught up in their emotions so much, and that at moments like this, it's really important for people to have a sense of community and a network to rely on. I also talked to somebody called Chanel Ketchmore. She runs a nonprofit network called Ketchmore Kids, and she had the same thought on her mind.
It's about we the people and the power that we have with our elected officials. If they're not being transparent, if they are not holding those that need to be held accountable, and if they're not making sure that the rights of everybody, all of us, we the people, are being protected, then we have the power to change that, you know?
So Ketchmore talked about where that power comes from, and she said it's all about building community. She sort of echoed Sean Corbett there. Here's what she had to say about that.
The networking is important because there is no I in team, and we have to do this together. We've all, you know, different fractions trying to be, you know, doing your thing, but separately. And so that connectedness is power in numbers, is power in resources.
So with Sean Corbett this afternoon was this group of African-American business owners, not just along North Tryon Street, but from across the city. And they were all there to talk to us about what they're thinking right now and how they think things need to go as we go forward. One of the ones I talked to was Paris Hopkins. She's connected with Sean Corbett's group for about the past year after her cousin, Janisha Fonville, was also killed by a police officer. She's been speaking around the city ever since, calling for justice. But she's also urging people in the community to take control, and she wants people outside her community to know that the violence you see on TV doesn't represent African Americans in Charlotte.
I want to see our black community start trusting each other more, relying on each other more. You know, just being a positive force in the community. And I feel like we have this bad stigma about us, like we're all nothing and don't want anything. It's like, that's not where we come from. Like, half of us is college educated.
And David, did Sean Corbett or any others in the group there today say anything about the video that was released by Keith Scott's family members that we've been discussing today?
Good question. We did ask Corbett for his thoughts about the video, and while it wasn't at the top of his mind, he did echo what many people are saying.
My feelings were the same that they were yesterday and the day before. I need to see the video from the police department.
So even in this group, which is working, you know, in a positive, peaceful way to bring about change over the long term, there's a pretty strong feeling that police ought to release the dash cam and body cam videos that they took Tuesday when Keith Scott was shot to death.
WFAE reporter David Borax, thanks very much.